It's called Left Arm Not So Orthodox, and with me, a brand new debutant. India has picked an under-19 specialist. His name is Kunal Patnaik. Patnaik means Odia surname. I'll talk to him about Odisha cricketers missing in action for a long time now. Mohanty was probably the last. We had Shiv Sundar Das also before that, but not too many. But maybe that will change. But let's get back to this week. So far, what a disappointing end to that World Cup, T20 World Cup in Melbourne. Yeah. Australia started, you know, and I read this article by Greenstone Lobo.
Right.
I don't know if you read this in the newspaper. And Kunal, please tell us a little bit about yourself also.
Sure.
I'll just keep talking otherwise.
So, my name is Kunal Patnaik and I'm from Bhavanipatna, Odisha.
Right.
I've completed my high school in Odisha and now I'm here in Mumbai to pursue my bachelor's in sports management.
Wow, that's a super speech.
Yeah.
If you were getting a marketing job, you'd get it right now.
No, actually, I'm working in a marketing executive.
There you go, see. And he's got Chinese alphabets on his left upper nipple, which say very clearly, I don't have any virus.
Yeah, I don't have any virus.
I love the game.
But you never know.
You never know. It may happen soon with the IPL, which we can't mention, coming soon.
Yeah.
Quickly. So, World T20 final, terrible end to a good tournament.
Yeah,
they just made too much.
Yeah, it was disappointing for sure.
But 185, too much.
Yeah, too much. And the thing is that it has been ubiquitous in the last tournaments for both men and women. Hmm. If you see in the last 5-6 years, and I think after 2014. Many things in our country have changed, and also in cricket also.
Political tone to my cricket. Yeah, kahan se aa gaya, Mr. Patnaik. I know BJP is not in power in Orissa, but come on.
No. Like in every big match, come the big day, our players still think that they haven't got the monkey off the back. Like we still struggle to bat the lower, the upper of fails, and it's all harakiri actually.
I think honestly, the moment they crossed that Alissa's Healy's innings, which 75 or 30.
Did you see the drop on the
first? Yeah, but that's cricket. That's cricket.
For sure.
That's cricket.
Yeah.
I'm saying once they reach 184,
right,
our chances were in the first 3-4 overs to really have a blitzkrieg. If that doesn't happen, you knew it's not going to happen.
And the thing is that they lost 3 in the first 6 overs.
No, but the first or second ball she put it over long on. The moment it didn't reach the boundary, it just stopped there. It was like, for me, a karmic point that God was telling you, okay, this is not happening.
So those were the signs you think?
Those were the signs. And then there was a very poignant moment, I think, in the next ball she got out.
Yeah.
And she stayed there. Shefali Verma, we're talking about. 16-year-old girl.
I want to talk about her.
Yeah, I felt really bad. Tears coming out of her eyes.
It was so sad.
But in her mind, she must have almost... Just look at the confidence. She actually must have thought that I will score the 185.
And she was
alone.
Yeah, and she was the one person who had scored most number of sixes in the tournament.
And some bloody heavy shots.
Oh,
boss.
My God.
I thought, you know, this is what power. So much for gender.
Right.
There's no gender anymore.
Of course. And she's just 16. She's the number one T20 batsman.
She is.
And
she's an impact player. We can't have to give her that. She's had a good tournament. It's not like a bad tournament.
No, the thing is that we should be proud of our girls, like how they played for sure.
That sounds bad. But we should be proud of the ladies, yes.
Yeah. But the thing is that we need to learn that we need to give them more kind of responsible facilities so that they should know how to handle under pressure.
Right.
They haven't played any kind of pressure match.
I know what you're saying. Come the final, do we have the best results
and
in finals?
And this is not only for the women team.
It's for male swimmers as well as teams that I represent. Yeah, okay, fair enough. Now let's look at it positively. Harmanpreet didn't have a great tournament. I think that was a bit of a problem.
Right.
Other than that, I think we've had a few standout players.
Sure.
You reached the finals. You had some great games. I think it was 8 days, 7-8 days without playing.
Right.
Kill the momentum for sure. It's like a
semi-final. And I want to talk about the semi-finals.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. So, India versus England.
Mm-hmm.
I felt really bad for the English women, for sure. Because
you wanted the colonial power to come back.
No, I agree with you.
I'm all for that.
Okay, now I can understand.
Yeah,
sure.
Go on.
Yeah, like in the semi-finals, the match got washed away. So that was really bad. And the thing is that ICC didn't have a reserve day. In the case, the Australian cricket board actually kind of had earlier told them to get reserve day.
But this reserve day has to go out of sports. Now I'm going to look at it from the other point of view, which is that the world has just got too many things happening. Cricket cannot stand with the rest of sports and have 32 days for 44 days for tournament, 84 days for tournament. Uske upar reserve day rakho. There's no end to it.
But the thing is that
now in context of what happened, I understand what you're saying. We should have a reserve day to have a fair play,
at least for the knockout matches.
And then you feel the right team is in the final.
Right.
Okay, that's fine. But I'm just saying cricket has also reinvented itself a little bit.
Course.
Because otherwise, look at running, my other favorite sport. 100 meters, 10 seconds, it's over. Huh? 10 seconds. You wake up, you brush your teeth, you go, you sit in the stadium, Usain Bolt reach, finish, over, gone. Good night.
Like it's also for football. Like it might be any environment. Like you can play, right?
Yeah, especially if Man City is playing now, because you know, anyway, Liverpool's going to win easily now after yesterday's result. But they draw cricket.
You think?
Now how can they lose? Yeah, mathematically they can't lose. They win two more matches.
Two more matches.
That's it. It's over.
Right.
The lead is even bigger between them and City. Back to cricket, sir.
Sure.
Quickly, let's push in the other stories that we have. One, of course, is the selection for the South Africa three matches.
Right.
Bhuvi comes back. Hardik Pandya is coming back, but is he coming back only as a batsman? They're not clear about whether he's bowling.
No, I think he's only coming back as a batsman.
That's what.
Yeah.
Now, why should you play him only as a batsman? I'm a little upset about that. Will Ben Stokes play only as a batsman? They played him once in a test, I know that. But, you know, Imran Khan used to do that, but he was the captain. I'm saying these are all-rounders.
Right,
if they're playing
right,
as all-rounders, they play as all-rounders. They play as batsmen, I don't know if that's right.
That's not right. And the thing is that actually, if you follow him as well as Bhuvi, they're
as
not
in the dark.
No.
Oh, you mean generally? Okay.
So they are not training with the NCA right now. They are having their own.
No, but he played the D.Y. Patil tournament
and he
made those runs.
He made those.
And
also picked
up
wickets. Yeah.
And picked up wickets. So he's fit enough. So I think that's good enough.
Good enough. And I think they just want to try him.
Yeah.
For this tournament,
yeah, but IPL is more important, no? So you have to be careful. That's why no bowling. I'm a little angry about that.
Sure.
The South Africa series, the good thing is South Africa had no form coming to India last time.
Right.
Now they've beaten,
Australia
3-love. And which brings me to my big problem area.
Right.
I feel the two powerhouses of cricket,
right,
India and Australia, still very good in T20 and Tests, seem to have both lost form and in the same area of the one-day game, which is the middle order.
Have you think this is the shift of focus?
I don't know. I'm just thinking they also bat 1, 2, 3, 4, fine.
Right.
And then 5, 6, 7 is a problem.
Always
we seem to have the same problem.
Right.
And we haven't rectified this since 2019 World Cup. We had all those where will Dhoni bat nonsense that we used to do.
Yeah.
Now,
who
is 5 pe? Who is 6 pe? Who is 7 pe? Are we playing one all-rounder? Are we playing two all-rounders? Are we playing one spinner, two spinners?
The thing is that they've just made a mess out of it. They should have taken a call earlier, not even 2019.
Right.
Starting from 2018 also. Like the big Dhoni debate, still going on.
Still going on.
I think that's just total nonsense.
Yeah.
Either you pick up there or you just go back.
Also, now with Rishabh Pant, I'm not sure whether he knows what he's doing. I wanted them to push Sanju Samuel down. I really think he's the best batsman of the lot.
Sanju Samuel.
But if you're going to do that, you have to give the guy a run. Rishabh Pant, they've played with his confidence.
Right.
You can't give him one test, then one day game, then call him back for one test. And what happens to Ridhima Saha and all this?
And he's just 21.
But confidence is...
Of course. And no, that's what I'm telling you.
That's
right.
Why I gave up the game, you know, Kunal. I'll tell you off the camera. You know, I gave up the game because the under-13 Ghatkopar special tournament that we played for people with needs.
Yeah.
I was the one who, you know, they dropped.
So sad. And we just missed an international player for India.
Or any other country. I will even sell myself.
Right.
Yeah. All right, we're running out of time. Any quick words from you? You run a column?
Yeah,
a blog?
Actually, I'm... not a column. I actually write for an organization called Cricket Draft. So we follow...
Cricket Draft?
Cricket Draft.
Wow.
So we kind of follow all the local...
Just part, beer part? No.
So it's kind of, we follow all the local cricket news in and around Maharashtra, or even now if going on to Delhi.
As you see, the Ranji Trophy final is happening.
Yeah, Saurashtra,
exactly Maharashtra,
Bengal,
but still.
Right. Yeah.
But how Saurashtra and Gujarat have come up, and the big names have sort of gone down.
Gujarat is nowadays always on top, right?
Yeah, I mean, just looking at the last 3-4 years, the performance level. Oh, I got that, Kunal. I got that. He's always giving a little shout out to the center. Nice boy. Huh.
And the I want to talk about Mashrafi Mohtaja of Bangladesh, the Bangladesh captain. He just played the last
given up or told to go, because also
kind of the same
pace
thing.
Is gone and all that.
Yeah.
I don't think he can hold his pace.
He just slowed down a bit.
He definitely slowed down also in the field.
Also on the field, but I think I want to give
best captain though.
Yeah, I want to give credit to him for resurrecting Bangladesh team.
Yeah,
and
it's a bloody good team. You know, we also found Bangladesh, but white ball cricket, very good team.
Very good.
I know they beat Zimbabwe in two tests right now, but
yeah,
I don't count that too much at home.
Right.
They're 32 left arm spinners that come out of every tree, but very good white ball team.
For
and I think India, Australia, all these big powerhouses have to watch out when they play Bangladesh. You can't just turn up anymore.
You might have just seen the example right in under-19, right?
Fabulous. In a way, it was good for cricket.
No, it was very good.
Yeah.
But I didn't like the end, like how they ended the match.
Yeah, that bad behavior.
Oh my God.
But then, no one is as well-behaved as Indians, no? That's
also
it,
for sure.
Turning back to the center?
Yeah?
I gave you an opening, but you didn't want to take it.
No.
Don't take a run there. Say
right.
No. All right. Left arm not so orthodox. We'll be back with Kunal. Very interesting man. Lots more on cricket. So sadly, it's a very short segment.
Sure, definitely.
Favorite batsman of all time?
I'm going with MS Dhoni. I like him a lot.
All right. What's the legends? Premier League.
Okay.
Wankhede Stadium, D.Y. Patil.
No, I've been watching. I've been following him.
Oh, you've been following him?
Yeah, like...
Super. Not bad, the standard? Not bad at all.
Right.
Did you see Sehwag and Sachin's
partnership? Sehwag, Sachin. And also I liked UV6 for after
lovely.
A long time. Lovely.
After a long time, a clean hit.
Yeah,
like
a
that.
Clean hit like
and
that.
Yesterday, Nathan Redden, time of recording, who's more bowler than a batsman.
Right.
Nearly won the match for Australia in the last 4 overs.
Man. Now, a lot of things happening in cricket all around.
Yeah, too much cricket, Baba. Too much cricket.
And you know, there has been a certain rise in European cricket also with the European T20 league and everything.
Ambati Raidu will be the captain of Iceland. All that's coming through now.
They offered him, right?
Yes, he said yes. As of now. All right then, Kunal, sorry we have to throw you out
thank
of the studio.
Thank you so much for this.
Pamela Anderson is our next guest.
Okay, then I have to be out.
At short leg?
Okay, thank you for that.
Right.